The first problems were trials and temptations.
第一个问题是考验和诱惑。
Trials and temptations challenge one's faith.
考验和诱惑是挑战一个人信神的心。
But trials and temptations can also show that a person's faith is genuine.
同时考验和诱惑也可以显示一个人信神的心是否是真实的。
James challenged his readers to be doers of the word and not simply hearers.
雅各挑战他的读者不要只听到还要行道。
In chapter 2, James addressed the problem of favoritism.
在雅各书第二章中讨论偏当、厚此薄彼、偏爱的问题。
It is wrong to show partiality among those whom we should treat equally.
偏当、厚此薄彼。偏爱是错误的。
It does not correspond with true faith.
偏爱的和真正的信神不匹配。
God does not show partiality.
因为神不偏爱任何一个人。
It does not fulfill the command to love one's neighbor.
如果我们遵循神的话语，爱我们的邻居，那么我们不能够偏爱。
The next topic is faith.
接下来的话题是信神的心。
This theme has been present throughout the first two chapters.
这个话题贯穿了前面两章。
Now James focuses on a specific question.
现在雅各把焦点放在一个特定的问题。
What should we think about a person who claims that they have faith, but there's no evidence of it?
如果有一个人说他相信上帝，不过行为不符合，你们如何看这样的一个人呢？
As we examine this question, keep in mind what James already wrote in chapter 1, verses 13 to 18.
当我们讨论这个问题的时候，记得雅各在第一章，在雅各书第一章第十三到第十八节已经写过。
First, God gives the new birth.
首先，上帝给我们新的生命。
It's a gift.
这是一份礼物，是恩赐。
We do not earn it.
我们的生命不是我们可以用努力得到的。
Second, every good gift, including our salvation, comes from God.
其次，各种美善的恩赐礼物，包括我们的救恩，是从神而来的。
The good things we have are not from us.
我们拥有的好东西不是从我们而来的。
The very best gift, our salvation, is not from us.
最好的礼物是我们的救恩，不是从我们而来。
James is not changing his thinking in chapter 2.
在第二章，雅各并没有改变他的思想。
He is not suggesting that we earn salvation through works.
他并没有暗示我们能够用行善获得救恩。
We need to look carefully first at the question which James asks.
我们需要仔细看看雅各提出来的问题。
It's important to understand the question correctly.
明白雅各提出来的问题是很重要的。
Could you read verse 14?
I didn't have it.
You didn't have it? Maybe someone could read it. Could someone read verse 14 out loud? Anyone else? Read it yourself, Dorsey. Chapter 2, verse 14.
雅各书第二章第四。十四节，对，你念一下吧。
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心，却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
First, James is not suggesting that someone is trying to fake faith.
首先，雅各并不暗示我们有人试图假冒他有信神的心。
That the person says he has faith does not mean that they are not sincere.
如果有人说他有信神的心，这并不意味着他们没有诚意。
The person truly thinks that he or she believes.
这个人真的认为他相信神。
The person sincerely claims to have faith.
这个人真诚地声称他有信神的心。
Second, James is using the word works in a broad sense.
其次，雅各在广义上用行善这个词，在今天的讲道，我翻译成为行道的行为，好的行为。
He does not limit works to good deeds done for people.
行善不止于为别人做好事。
It includes such good deeds.
行善当然包括给别人做好事。
But James is talking about any visible actions which are a product of faith.
但是雅各讨论的是一个人从他的行为显示他有信神的心。
The example of Abraham shows this.
亚伯拉罕的例子展示了这一点。
His work was his willingness to act in faith and offer his son.
亚伯拉罕愿意给上帝提供他的儿子，因为他有信神的心，这是他敬虔的行为。
Third, James is precise in the way he states the question.
第三，雅各提问题的方式是准确的，是清楚的。
He does not ask, "Can faith save?"
他不问有信神的心能得救吗？
He asked if that faith or such faith can save.
他不问这样或者那样信神能得救吗？
He is asking about the faith which produces nothing in a person's life.
他问的是，如果一个人说他信，信之前和信之后，在他的生活没有产生任何变化，这是真信吗？
And James expects no as an answer.
雅各的答案是否定的。这不是真信。
Such faith cannot save.
这样的信不能得救。
James' question again reminds us of the parable of the soils.
雅各的问题再次提醒我们关于土壤的比喻。
The word is sown into the hearts of people, like seed on the ground.
神的话语是撒在人们的心中，就像在地上的种子。
The soil represents people's hearts.
土壤代表人们的心。
There are different soils and different conditions of the heart.
有不同的土壤，也有不同的心。
The fourth soil represents those who hear the word and accept it.
第四种土壤代表那些听神的话，接受神的话。
They produce fruit.
第四个土壤产生果子。
Fruit in the parable is the deeds of which James speaks.
果子比喻的是雅各所说的生活有产生变化。
The other soils do not produce fruit.
其他土壤不产生果实。
Jesus said of the second soil that they believed for a little while.
I read the passage.
Okay.
路加福音第八章十三节说，那些在磐石上的，就是人听到，喜欢领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，以及意见试炼就退后了。
But the word does not take root.
但神的话没有在这些土壤生根发芽。
Under the surface, their hearts are hard.
这些人的心是坚硬的。
When persecution or temptation comes, they stop believing.
当逼迫或者诱惑来临的时候，他们就不相信有神了。
Their belief is not that which produces fruit.
这种信不会产生果实。
Those who have the faith that saves hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop.
路加福音八章十五节，那落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
Faith that does not produce fruit is not the faith that will save.
不产生果实的信是不信，不能得救。
To prove that faith without fruit or deeds cannot save, James gives two principles about faith and works.
为了证明无果的信或者不行道的信不能得救，关于信神和行善，雅各给了两个原则。
We find the first principle in verses 15 to 17.
雅各书第二章十五到十七节，若是兄弟或是姐妹，赤身裸体，又缺了日用的饮食， 你们中间有人对他们说，平平安安地去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱，岂不给他们身体所需要的？这有什么益处呢？这样的信心若没有行为就是死的。
Words alone are powerless.
只说不做是无能的。
James gives an illustration in verses 15 and 16.
雅各在第十五章和十六章给了例子。
Then he explains the illustration in verse 17.
雅各在第十七章解释这些例子。
The phrase in verse 17, in the same way, points to a comparison.
在第十七章，雅各用相同的方式比较，只说不做。
The purpose of verses 15 and 16 is not simply to give an example of faith without works.
第十五到第十六节的目的不是简单的例证，信神和没有行善。
Verses 15 and 16 give a picture which helps explain what faith without works means.
第十五到第十六节解释信神如果没有行善意味着什么。
To say, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, might be well meant.
平平安安地去吧，愿你们穿得暖吃得饱，这样只说不做可能是善意。
But those words of themselves help no one.
但是这些话，这样的善意帮不了任何人。
The words alone are powerless.
只说不做是无能的。
It's the same way with faith.
只信神不做也是这样。
Words alone are powerless.
只说是无能的。
To say I have faith is by itself powerless.
说我有信神的心是无能无力的。
Paul teaches about faith in Romans 10 verse 9.
保罗在罗马书第十章九节教导什么是有信神的心。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
罗马书第十章第九节说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Is it possible to speak the words Jesus is Lord?And yet not believe in one's heart?
口说耶稣是主，心不信，这是可能吗？
Yes.
可能。
Do such words alone save?
这样能得救吗？
No.
不能。
Is it possible to think that we truly believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, but be deceived about our own hearts?
相信上帝将耶稣从死里复活，而被自己的心欺骗。这是可能吗？
Yes.
这是可能的。
Jeremiah wrote that the heart is deceitful.
在耶利米书第十七章九节，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Paul wrote to the Corinthians, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves.
哥林多后书十三章五节，你们总要自己审查有信心没有，也要自己试验。如果你们战胜试验，你们就有耶稣基督在心里。
The Corinthians were saying that they believed.
哥林多人都说他们相信神。
Paul challenged them to examine if that were true.
保罗要求他们来审查，他们是真的有信神的心吗？
A faith that consists only of words is a faith without power.
有信心的心只靠言辞是没有力量的。
True faith will act and not just talk.
真正的有信心的心将采取行动，不只是说说而已。
James introduces the second principle in verse 18 and then develops it through verse 25.
从十八节到二十五节，雅各解释第二个原则。
Words alone prove nothing.
空口说白话起不了什么作用。
Do you have verse 18 now?
Okay. 雅各书第二章十八节，必有人说，你有信心，我有行为。你将你没有行为的信心指给我看，我便接着我的行为，将我的信心指给你看。
The meaning of this verse centers on the word show or prove.
这里的意义在于展示指给你看。
James suggests that some person might ask, "You have faith, I have deeds."
雅各认为有人可能会说，你有信心，我有行为。
That person would be claiming that faith and deeds are not connected.
那个人可能会说，有信神的心和行为是没有直接关系的。
You can have faith, I can have deeds.
你可以有信神的心，我可以有行善的行为。
There is no relation.
这两者没有关系。
The rest of verse 18 contains the response of James to this.
其的第十八节包含雅各对这个问题的回答。
He first challenges any person to show faith without deeds.
首先，他挑战任何人显示有信心的心而没有行善的行为。
No one can meet this challenge.
没有人能够迎接这个挑战。
Faith by itself cannot be seen.
有信心的心本身是看不见的。
Then James claims that he can demonstrate his faith by what he does.
雅各告诉我们，他可以根据他的行动、行为证明他有信神的心。
James never challenges the need for faith.
雅各从来没有挑战，有信神的心是必要的。
But James does say that to claim to have faith proves nothing.
但是雅各确实说了，只有信心不代表什么。
Then James gives three examples to establish his point.
雅各提出三个例子来建立自己的观点。
The first example concerns demons.
第一个例子是关于魔鬼。
Do demons believe?
魔鬼相信神吗？
Yes.
当然。
They believe that there is a God.
魔鬼相信有神。
We know from Matthew 8:29 that they believe that there will be a future judgment.
我们从马太福音八章二十九节知道，魔鬼甚至相信有一个审判。
They are so convinced they shudder.
他们如此深信审判，他们不寒而栗。
Is such conviction sufficient for salvation?
这样的信念足以得救吗？
No.
不。
Believing about God and believing in a judgment does not save.
相信上帝，相信审判，不会因为这样而得救。
It is true belief, but it's not a belief that has worked any change in the very being of the demon.
有信神的心是真的，但它并没有改变你身上的魔鬼。
There is no change for good.
有信神的心不会让你成为更好的人。
James then moves to the next example.
雅各的下一个例子。
He seems first to challenge in verse 20 any possible opponent.
在第二十节，雅各挑战反对他思路的对手。
Do you really want to know if faith without works is dead?
你们真的想知道信心没有行善就是死的吗？
Now, it's possible that your translations may vary here.
这里可能有不同的翻译。
There is a slight difference in the copies of the Greek text.
在希腊文的翻译有一点不同。
One group of copies has faith without works is dead.
一种翻译有信心没有行善就是死。
The other group has faith without works is fruitless.
另一种翻译有信心没有行为无果而终。
But the basic sense of the question does not essentially change.
可是基本的问题没有改变。
James now uses a positive example.
雅各现在用一个正面的例子。
It comes from the life of Abraham.
它来自亚伯拉罕的生命。
Do you have that text there? No? Okay, we'll just skip that. That's in verses 20 to 24. Some might think that James contradicts the Apostle Paul.
有些人可能会认为雅各违背了使徒保罗。
Paul teaches in Romans 4 that Abraham was justified by faith and not by works.
因为保罗在罗马书第四章教导，亚伯拉罕因信称义，而不是因为行善称义。
But we should remember both the story of Abraham as well as the differing themes that James and Paul addressed.
但是我们应该记得亚伯拉罕的故事以及雅各和保罗所谈的不同问主题。
We meet Abraham first in Genesis 11 where he is still called Abram.
在圣经里面创世纪第十一章我们第一次谈到亚伯拉罕。在创世纪亚伯拉罕叫亚伯兰。
In chapter 12, God calls him to go to Canaan and promises to bless him.
第十章神号召他去迦南，并承诺他为他祝福。
Between chapters 12 and 15, much happens.
第十章到第十五章发生了不少事情。
He travels to and from Egypt.
他前往埃及，又从埃及回来。
He separates from Lot.
他离开罗德。
He rescues Lot.
他救罗德。
Melchizedek blesses him.
麦基洗德祝福他。
Genesis 15 reports that God promised Abraham a son.
创世纪第十五章说神应许亚伯拉罕一个儿子。
In this context, we find the verse, Abram believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness.
在创世纪十五章六节，亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Paul and James both quote this verse.
保罗和雅各都引用这一段经文。
About 30 years go by.
三十年匆匆而过。
In the meantime, Ishmael was born.
在这段时间，以马利出生。
But he was not the promised son.
但他不是神应许的儿子。
Then finally, Isaac is born.
后来，以撒终于出生。
And it was a time of great joy.
这是极大喜悦的时刻。
Another 20 years go by.
二十年又匆匆而过。
Then Abraham received a command from God.
亚伯拉罕接到神的命令。
Take your son, your only son Isaac.
带你的儿子，你的独生子以撒。
Go to the land of Moriah.
前往摩利亚地。
Offer him there as a sacrifice.
将他提供为祭祀，奉献给神。
Abraham obeyed.
亚伯拉罕听从神的命令。
He took Isaac and headed to Moriah.
他带以撒前往摩利。
According to the book of Hebrews, Abraham believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead.
根据希伯来书十一章十九节，亚伯拉罕相信神将会将以撒从死里复活。
By faith, Abraham was ready to sacrifice his son.
亚伯拉罕因为相信神，所以愿意牺牲他自己的儿子。
I'm going to add something. Abraham didn't sacrifice his son.
亚伯拉罕并没有牺牲他的儿子。
In case you don't know the story,
如果你不知道这一段经文，
God stopped him before that.
神阻止他，在他还没有把儿子献上。
I didn't want them to.
I didn't want this night.
Misunderstand. The Apostle Paul fought against any idea that salvation was by works.
I missed it.
He's ready to sacrifice.
使徒保罗不同意救恩能够靠行善的得到。
Paul taught that salvation was a gift of God.
保罗教导我们救恩是上帝的恩赐。
Salvation is given by grace and received by faith.
上帝的恩典让我们得救，我们有信神的心才能得救。
Any theory that suggests that works could earn salvation or require God to give eternal life was completely wrong.
任何理论认为救恩能够靠行善而得到，或者靠行为能够要求上帝给永生是错误。
In Romans, Galatians, Ephesians, the message is always the same.
在罗马书、加拉太书和以弗所书都这样教导我们。
We are saved by grace through faith, not of works.
我们因为信上帝，通过上帝的恩典而得救，而不是靠我们的行善而得到。
We get saved and remain saved not because we earn it, but because we have placed our trust in God.
我们得救并一直得救，不是因为我们应该得到。而是因为我们信靠上帝。
James, on the other hand, accepts at the start of his letter that salvation is a gift of God.
雅各在他的信里一开始就说救恩是上帝的恩赐。
Salvation is not earned.
救恩不是靠行为能够得到的。
That is established in the first chapter.
在第一章里面他就这么写。
But he now asks a further question.
现在他问另外一个问题。
Can man claim to have faith and yet have nothing to show that that faith is active in his life?
我们能够说我们有信心信神，在我们的生活里面却没有任何东西可以证明我们有神在我们的心里吗？
Only when there is a visible outworking of it can we know that there is truly faith there.
有信神的心，别人会感觉到，会看到。
True faith will show itself.
真正有信神的心会展现自己。
Paul agrees with James.
保罗同意雅各的观点。
He challenged the Corinthians as noted above in 2 Corinthians 13.
跟多后书十三章五节，他质疑地说：“你们要自己审查有信心没有，也要自己考验。如果你们战胜考验，你们就有耶稣基督在心里。”
In Romans 8, he wrote that the person who has the Spirit will desire the things of the Spirit.
罗马八章他写道：“谁有神的灵在心里，就会渴望圣灵的事。”
In Galatians 5 verse 6, he wrote, "The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love."
加拉太书五章六节，原来在基督耶稣里，受隔离不受隔离，全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
The one who is truly saved by faith will also live by faith.
谁真正的因信而得救，也并因信而得生。
They will live differently.
他们的生活将会有所不同。
There's no contradiction between Paul and James.
在这一点，保罗和雅各之间没有矛盾。
James used Abraham to teach something about faith and deeds.
雅各用亚伯拉罕来教导关于信神和敬虔的行为。
Do you believe that James knew the history of Abraham?
你认为雅各知道亚伯拉罕的历史吗？
Would he have known it well?
他真的知道吗？
Yes.
当然。
Jews considered the story of Abraham important.
犹太人认为亚伯拉罕的故事是很重要的。
Faith was counted to Abraham for righteousness in Genesis 15, verse 6.
创世纪十五章六节。亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
He had not yet offered Isaac.
他还没有将以撒献给上帝。
Isaac was not yet born.
以撒当时还没出生呢。
The justification of which James writes cannot be the justification of Genesis 15.
所以雅各的理由不可能是创世纪十五章的理由。
James knows better.
雅各知道的远远超过创世纪十五章的理由。
James explains what he means.
雅各解释他的看法。
Faith becomes active with deeds.
通过敬虔的行为，我们能够活出信神的心。
Deeds are a demonstration of faith.
敬虔的行为是信仰的示范。
Faith does something.
信神的心在动工。
Faith then becomes perfected through deeds.
通过敬虔的行为，信神的心就变成更完美。
It becomes all that it should be.
这样信是真实的。
Faith reaches its goal or fulfills its purpose through actions.
通过敬虔的行为，信心达到它的目标，或实现它的目的。
Deeds do not bring about salvation.
只行善不会因为这样而得救。
Deeds demonstrate a living faith.
行善展示出一种活生生的信神的心。
We have a similar usage in English.
在英语，我们也有类似的常言。
Well, how it works in German. Someone justifies their actions.
说得到做得到。
It can mean that they prove that their actions were right.
这可能意味着他们想证明自己的行为是正确的。
It does not make their actions right.
这并不意味着他们的行为是正确的。
Abraham proved the genuineness of his faith when he acted in obedience to God.
亚伯拉罕顺服神，他证明了他对神的信心是真实。
The third example is the prostitute Rahab.
第三个例子是妓女拉合。
She was different than Abraham.
她和亚伯拉罕不同。
But they were similar in faith.
但他们对信神的心是相似的。
When the nation of Israel left Egypt in the Exodus, Rahab was living in Jericho in the land of Canaan.
当以色列民族离开埃及， 在出埃及记，和拉赫住在耶利哥的迦南地。
Her people were enemies of Israel.
迦南地的人是以色列的敌人。
She heard reports about the miraculous things which God did for Israel.
她听报道说过上帝有为以色列显现神迹。
She believed those reports.
她相信这些报道。
She believed that the God of Israel was the Most High God.
她相信以色列的神是至高的神。
When spies from Israel came to Jericho, she protected them.
当以色列间谍来到耶利家，她保护他们。
She had the opportunity to put her belief into action.
她在这个时候有机会把她信神的心转化为行为、行动。
By hiding and protecting the spies, she essentially changed sides.
通过隐藏跟保护间谍的行为，她在本质上改变了立场。
She demonstrated a trust in God.
通过这样的行动，她证明了对上帝的信任。
Otherwise, her belief about God would have been no different than that of the demons.
没有行动，她对上帝的信任和对魔鬼的信任是没有两样的。
By way of these examples, James has shown that a belief in the existence of God is not enough.
通过这些实例，雅各证明，没有行动，只是信任神的存在是不够的。
Demons believe that and shudder.
魔鬼也相信上帝，不寒而栗。
Belief that saves is present when the word has taken root in our hearts.
有信神的心而得救的人，是当神的话在我们的心中扎根。
Such a belief produces action like it did in Abraham and Rahab.
亚伯拉罕和拉赫这样的行动是当神的话在他们的心中扎根。
Professing to believe does not prove that there's true faith.
自称相信神并不证明神的话在心里已经扎根。
Words alone are powerless.
只说不做没用。
Words alone prove nothing.
只说不做证明不了什么。
Actively trusting God shows true faith.
只说神，积极的信靠上帝，显示出信仰的真理。
James concludes in verse 26 with a final analogy.
雅各在第二章二十六节说：“身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。”
Do you have that? Can you read it?
I read.
Okay.
I read.
The word translated spirit also means breath.
灵魂这个词也能够翻译成气。
And this meaning of the word makes better sense here.
气这个词更合适。
As the body without breath is dead, so also faith without works is dead.
身体没有气就是死。信仰没有敬虔的行为，行善也是死。
Breath is a sign of life.
气是生命的迹象。
It's necessary for life.
有气才能活着。
It arises out of life.
气来于生命。
But breathing air into a body does not give it life.
但是将空气呼吸进入身体，不会赋予它生命。
So it is also true with works.
所以行善一样，敬虔的行为展示有信神的心。
Deeds show faith.
敬虔的行为展示有信神的心。
Deeds arise naturally out of faith.
行善的行为来自有信神的心。
If there are no deeds, it shows that it is a dead faith.
如果没有行善的行为，这表明信神是死的。
But doing works will not give spiritual life.
行善敬虔的行为不会创造神圣的生活。
God intends for His children to bear fruit.
神要他的儿女有收获，有结果。
If we are truly trusting in Christ, we will be fruitful.
如果我们在基督里有真正的信任，我们就会有收获。
This is the point of the figure of the vine and the branches in John 15.
这是葡萄树和树枝的形象，在约翰福音十五章。
Jesus said, "If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit."
约翰福音十五章五节，耶稣说。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果，因为离开我，你们就不能做什么。
The Apostle Paul also was concerned that believers produce fruit in their lives.
使徒保罗也关注到信徒在他们的生活结出果子。
He observed that in the believers in Colossae.
他观察在哥罗西的信徒。
The gospel was bearing fruit and increasing among them.
哥罗西书第一章六节，这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。
He prayed that they may walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, bearing fruit in every good work.
哥罗西书第一章十节，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡是蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐多知道神。
We need to encourage one another to have a faith that produces good works.
我们需要互相鼓励兄弟姐妹有正确的信神的心，产生行善敬虔的行为。
In Hebrews 10:24 it says, Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
希伯来书十章二十四节，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Faith without works is dead.
只有信心没有行善的行为就是死。
Is our faith alive in our marriages, in our families, at our workplace?
我们的婚姻，我们的家庭，我们的工作场所，我们的信心还存在吗？还活着吗？
Is it obvious that our faith is alive by how we speak?
我们如何说话，能明显地告诉别人我们的信仰还活着吗？
Do we act upon what God says?
听神的话，我们有行动吗？
We are bearing fruit, or our faith has works, when we are patient and kind.
我们有耐心，有恩慈，会结出果实，因为我们的信心在动工。
We are bearing fruit when we demonstrate self-control.
我们展示我们有自我控制的能力，我们会结出果实。
Our faith has works when we take the time to help and encourage others.
当我们花时间去帮助和鼓励别人的时候，是因为我们的信心在动工。
Our faith has works when we speak the truth in love.
当我们说真话有爱，是因为我们的信心在动工。
Our faith has works when we refrain from taking revenge.
当我们决定不报复的时候，是因为我们的信心在动工。
True faith that saves goes beyond what we profess with our mouths.
真正有信神的心，远远超出我们嘴巴所能声言的。
Those who are saved by faith have new hearts.
谁因为信而得救，得到了新的心。
Out of those hearts come spiritual fruit.
这新的心是灵果的根源。
Our faith will demonstrate itself in obedience to God's word.
我们信神的心将展示在顺服神的话。
This is to God's glory that we produce much fruit.
约翰福音十五章八节，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。